Welcome to this guided sitting meditation. When ready, finding a comfortable seated position on a cushion on the floor, or perhaps on a chair, and gradually beginning to slowly settle your body and your mind into stillness, softening your gaze or closing your eyes if this feels comfortable for you. If for any reason sitting is not right for you today, perhaps investigating how it might be to practice this meditation standing, or maybe even lying down. Remember, it's not the position that you choose, but rather the intention and the sincerity that you bring to this practice that matters most. So, assuming a posture now that is upright and tall, but not too rigid. Reflecting your intention of dignity, stability, and wakefulness. Dedicating time for regular meditation offers you precious moments within a quiet space to just be, instead of the busyness and the constant doing that makes up most of our day. It's a time to become more fully present with yourself and with your surroundings. This moment-to-moment awareness cultivates a deeper and a wiser understanding of whatever is present, using more kindness and patience as we navigate through the endless experiences of our lives, and the ability to do so without judgment, opening the door to endless possibilities and to fresh new perspectives. Taking a quick scan of the body now. Doing your best to release any muscle tension that you may find as you go along. Inviting in a softening. Maybe a release of the deep muscles of the shoulders and the neck. And then opening up the chest a bit, rolling the shoulders back slightly, and allowing the arms to hang heavy to your side. Softening the features of the face. And letting the base be heavy. Feeling the solidity of the body firmly rooted to the earth. As you settle into this posture, beginning to notice the variety of sensations around you and within you, sounds or sensations of the body, maybe thoughts or emotions that might be present. Checking in and seeing what is here for you right now. Directing your attention now towards your anchor. This landing spot that you have found to be easy and reliable. As a place where as to direct your attention towards a solid anchor to help hold you firmly to the present. And this might be bringing awareness to sensations of the breath, or maybe to a particular contact point of the body, the hands or the feet, or the touch point of the hips and buttocks as they meet the surface beneath. Maybe to the coming and going of sound. And so collecting and resting your attention to this anchor of your choice with a gentle curiosity, and actively exploring and investigating what is here as you do so. Settling into this moment, present and awake. And if your anchor was not already on the breath, going ahead and shifting the focus, turning your attention towards the experience of breathing. Feeling the flow of the air into and out of the body. The gentle rhythm of the body rising and falling with each breath. Being with the full cycle of the breath from the beginning of the in-breath all the way to the end of the out-breath. And knowing there is no need to change anything. Simply bringing all of your focus to the breath just as it is. And then sensing where you might feel the breath most distinctly. Perhaps the sensations of the air as it meets the nostrils, and the coolness of the air as it travels through the columns of the nasal passage. Maybe the sensations in the region of the upper torso. This rise and fall, pressure and release of the chest with each breath. For others, it may be all the way down in the region of the belly or even the pelvis. The expansion at the lowest part of the abdomen, rising and falling here. Maybe the widening and narrowing of the torso, experiencing the sensations as the ribs gently glide out as the breath is received, and as they gently glide back in as the breath is released. Where are you feeling the breath most distinctly? And considering resting your attention here for a short while. Breathing in and knowing that you're breathing in. And breathing out and knowing that you're breathing out. Each breath totally new, never having been breathed before. Bringing the fullness of your attention breath by breath. At some point, you may have noticed that your attention has wandered from the breath, waking up to this moving away, waking up to where your thoughts took you, perhaps noticing if the thoughts took you down a rabbit hole or if an emotion was triggered. Awake to what is happening with your thoughts and emotions, and then with kindness and gentleness, firmly redirecting and escorting your attention back to what is here, right now, with this breath. No need to be harsh. There's no worries. This is a very normal part of being human, a normal and very important part of the practice. Just waking up to this movement of the mind, its tendency to travel to the past or future, to ruminate, plan, or worry, and escorting your attention back, returning over and over again as the mind wanders. expanding awareness now as you breathe to include all the sensations of the body. Breathing into and out of the entire body and noticing what sensations are present in all of the regions of the body as you do so. Bringing awareness to any and all sensations here from the top of the head to the tips of the toes and the tips of the fingers. Open to the variety of sensations that may be present at the level of the skin or maybe deeper within. Maybe temperature, warmth, or a coolness. The gentle touch of fabric as it meets the skin. Or the air against the skin. Pressure or contact, heaviness, a pulsing or tingling sensation, congestion, discomfort, maybe ease, being with the body here and now. Noticing the ever-changing nature of sensations throughout the body, how they arise and persist for a while, change or shift, even dissolve in large or maybe in very subtle ways, just staying awake to sensations of the body the best you can. As you rest your attention on the body, you may be finding yourself moving towards ones you like or pushing away from sensations that are uncomfortable for you, maybe wanting things to be different than they are. Just noticing this internal reaching, resisting, or reacting. Simply observing with kindness and curiosity and being with everything as it is. Noticing whatever's happening in the field of awareness with sensations and how each moment, whatever it holds, is itself coming to be and then passing away. If there happen to be sensations arising that are too uncomfortable for you or painful, remembering that you're in the driver's seat here, recognizing that you have a choice as to how you wish to respond. You may choose with conscious awareness to deliberately and slowly adjust your position or shift in some way to relieve the pain. Or you might find it wise to direct your attention back towards your anchor as a place to steady the mind or stabilize your emotions for a short while. You may even choose to turn towards the sensation, paying very close attention to the sensation itself, and actively exploring the texture or the dimension of the boundaries of the sensation. Is it deep or shallow, ragged or defined, sharp or dull, maybe hot or throbbing, constant? Or does it come and go? Does it have texture? Noticing the qualities and bringing a kind and gentle inquisitiveness to see exactly what is here. Awareness to the body as a whole, sitting here, breathing. So shifting the object of awareness now from the whole body sitting and gradually turning your attention towards sound. Noticing any and all sounds from within the room, outside the room, even from within your own body. Doing your best to listen with intention, but at the same time, not reaching out or grasping towards sound. Instead, being receptive to whatever arises in the soundscape. noticing if you have attached any layer of meaning to a particular sound, labeling or judging a sound. Being aware as if to whether or not an emotion has been evoked. And then seeing if it's possible to rest in the experience of hearing the bare sounds themselves. Being with the direct sensory experience of listening. So noticing the quality of the sound, pitch, sharp or dull, harsh or gentle, is it loud or soft? Are sounds coming and going? Or are you hearing the constant hum and buzz of ambient noises? Even the silence between sounds that are coming and going. Listening freshly as if for the first time. So now shifting awareness from sound to becoming aware of thoughts arising in the mind, the activity and the action of the mind, without getting caught up or attached to the content of the thought. Using thoughts as your object of awareness. And as you do so, you may notice a variety of thinking happening. Planning, analyzing, fantasizing, remembering, wishing, reviewing, worrying, judging. Thoughts passing by like clouds in the sky, one after another with awareness. Noticing what is here with a thought, aware of the quality of the thought without letting it drag you away from what is present or getting lost in the unconscious mind of the past or future. So not engaging in any particular thought, just noticing them and watching them pass by one after another. you may notice an emotional flavor or feeling attached to a thought. Simply being with the thought and the emotions as they arise. Perhaps bringing awareness as if to whether or not the emotion triggers a particular and familiar bodily sensation. Some of these thoughts may be quite compelling, even the unpleasant ones, causing us to travel down well-worn-out grooves. So if you become aware that you've fallen down one of these grooves or involved in a story or some sort of a narrative, it's this recognition that is a moment of re-anchoring to the present moment. You're already back. Realizing as well that if you become too entangled in a difficult emotion, you always have the option of reconnecting with your anchor as a place to steady the mind or to stabilize your emotions, to provide you with a place of respite, a pause, freedom at any time to return to home base for a while. And then to come back when you're ready to thoughts and emotions just as they are, this thought and the next, with awareness. Now, if you choose to, dropping any particular object of awareness and simply being with the fullness of all that is arising in this moment, whether that be thoughts or emotions, sounds, sensations of the breath, or perhaps that are arising from the body, maybe a particular smell takes center stage for a short while. Like the sky, our awareness simply is, and is vast and is spacious, while the events of these experiences of our body and our mind and our surroundings, they move through the sky like clouds. The sky remains unaffected, yet holds them all in its vastness, not grasping or getting caught up in chasing or following. So too can your attention be like the vast, spacious, and opened field of the sky. Not following or holding any particular thought or feeling, simply seeing and being with each one as it is. Everything arising, staying a while, and then moving through. Cultivating a sense of vast presence to whatever it is that may show up. and allowing it to be just as you find it. Directing your attention back towards your anchor if you find yourself lost. For as long as you need to. And then considering being with the fullness of all that's arising in the moment. In this vast and spacious field of awareness. Awake and present to the fullness of this moment. Shifting from open awareness and coming back to your anchor. Collecting and resting your attention on your anchor and resting here. And if it is comfortable for you to do so, and if the anchor was not already your breath, shifting and narrowing your attention back to the flow of the air and the close-in experience of breathing. as this practice comes to an end, if you choose, slowly taking in a more full and a deeper in-breath, allowing the breath to seep out into all the regions of the body, and then slowly and gently letting the chest cavity cave inwards and releasing the entirety of the breath, pausing for a moment or two at the bottom. You may wish now to take a moment to appreciate yourself for the great commitment that you've made towards enhancing your health and well-being, and for the effort, energy, and sensitive attention you've provided for yourself as you endeavor to create a fresh and intimate partnership with your life.